if all else fails, but I was thinking of a meeting with the Hulls at Prescott House.
At our house? The Hulls? Do you know what you're saying?
Yes. Mrs. Hull seems to be a nimity-fimity twit with brains that flutter faster than a butterfly on a spring morning. We might be able to convince her.
Convince her of what?
That her husband is making an ass out of himself. The majority of Boston's population were not Southern sympathizers. Stands to reason that would be true even more so now.
You heard her only moments ago. You think we could change that mind?
But of course. It would be the same as shaping gelatin into a mold.
Oh, I don't know. I just don't think Charles would be able to get through another evening with Gilbert Hull without killing him.
That's an option, too. However, Charles would most likely be imprisoned and eventually hanged. Unless, of course, he kills Mrs. Hull as well, and there are no witnesses. Driver, turn down West Cedar, please.
Why West Cedar? Pinckney Street takes us straight home.
So it does. If we were going home.
We're not.
Just enjoy the view. West Cedar to Mount Vernon, driver.
Yes, ma'am.
Louisburg Square?
Oh, look, they have a fountain. It's nice to see how the other half lives, isn't it?
You do realize we are stopped in front of the Hull's home?
Yes, dear, I'm well aware of that. Barton's little friend lives down here as well, doesn't he?
Albert O'Brien? Yes, he does.
Delightful boy. He has the kind of face you just want to squeeze, doesn't he?
Mother Prescott?
Please, call me Augusta.
Augusta? Why are we at the Hulls? Certainly not to enjoy the fountain in the square.
No, of course not. This is what is called strategy.
Strategy? How so?
The Hulls will soon be following behind us. They turn off Mount Vernon and into Louisburg Square and see us in front of their home. They panic. They wonder why we're here after the confrontation we had. They think for a moment that we wish to come to terms away from the press. He feels confident for a moment. But then we leave. We drive away. And leave him wondering. It will throw him off his game.
Are you sure that will work?
Of course it will.
But what if they don't think those things?
Oh, they will.
What if they follow us home?
Then they will be reminded at how Prescott House alone dwarfs every townhouse in Louisburg Square, with a fountain tossed in.
Ah, here you are.
Refilling the brandy decanters. And how was your journey to Philadelphia?
It was long, quite long.
But it is good to see Miss Marietta home.
Indeed. Mr. Williams, if I may, this budding relationship of Lucille and Roberts is becoming a bit disconcerting.
Relationship?
Yes.
I'm confident there's none. And even if there were, what they do on their own time is none of your concern, nor mine.
I wonder.
There is nothing to wonder about. That is how it is.
No, no. I wonder why you have lost your touch. Or, shall I be more concise and say, your touch with the iron fist?
Miss Logan, are you saying to me that I'm not fulfilling my responsibilities?
Oh, I said no such thing. Perish the thought.
Then what are you saying? And please be direct if you would. It saves time, and I'm too old for guessing games.
I have told Lucille I no longer want her speaking to Robert.
And that is your way of ending a disconcerting relationship?
He got her drunk, and they were caught in the linen closet. At first it seemed to be bothersome to you, and now you act as though it never happened.
It has all been explained, and I am happy with it.
I am not.
Look around you, Miss Logan.
I beg your pardon?
This room, surrounded by books, not one out of place. The walls are still strong, the hallway is still seen through the door, all mahogany and gold.
Your point?
My point is, despite your leaving us for 3 days, the house still stands. Nothing out of order, everything in its place, just as if you were never gone. Or as if you were never here at all.
Mr. Williams!
Surely you have better things to do with your time than to dwell on the activities of a footman and a scullery maid.
Do not dwell on it. Curb your tongue, sir. God forbid that I am concerned for the well-being of my charge and that of the household.
As serious as all that, Miss Logan, Robert is not a threat and Lucille is not a drunk. Please let us get on with more important issues. For instance, luncheon, which begins shortly.
Lucille wants nothing to do with you, and you are rather lax with Robert, not to mention the fact that you have become rather defensive when the matter is brought up. One would think you were involved somehow.
One had better not think, Miss Logan. If you will excuse me, I must inform Mrs. Jennings that luncheon will be served.
Ah, I'm glad you came down for lunch.
It's good to get back to normal, even though I don't feel normal.
Oh, that's your return in time.
Will it?
One can only hope.
War news?
Hmm?
The paper. Are you reading news of the war?
No. No, something far more important.
What?
Michael Kalnin of South Boston was arrested in Newton yesterday for stealing squashes. He went to Frank Briggs' place on Mount Ida yesterday, and when ordered off the premises, he calmly picked out the squash he wanted and left. The police were notified, and an officer went up to the railroad track towards Mr. Briggs' place. He met Kalnin, who had a bag slung over his shoulder. As soon as Kalnin saw the officer, he dropped the bag into a culvert. He was placed under arrest. The bag was recovered and found to contain not only a number of squashes, but 8 copper railroad joints worth about $2 each, and belonging to the Hull and Schenectady Railroad. In court, he was fined $10 on each count. Poor Mr. Hull. Imagine someone stealing his joints.
What is a railroad joint?
Something that holds the tracks together, I would imagine. You mentioned the war?
Yes. Is that so strange?
My dear, the war ended last month.
What?
Yes, the Empire of Spain has collapsed, and we won. Love must have been quite blind if you had missed all that.
Yes. Quite.
Sir, shall we serve?
Yes, Williams, thank you.
Robert, the front door.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry, Robert. They can handle it this time.
Yes, sir.
A coward. Those Southern sympathizers are as useless as all that fake money they printed with Jefferson Davis's face all over it.
Charles!
Oh!
You'll stay for luncheon, won't you, Augusta?
Of course, my darling daughter.
What?
Oh, Charles, you spilled your coffee.
Why are you so butterfingery?
Because I just heard you call Jocelyn daughter.
Yes.
Your chair, ma'am.
Thank you. So, what is so unusual about that?
You two are always one step away from fisticuffs.
In times of peace, yes. But this is in time of war. We are united.
What happened?
The war is over and Spain has surrendered.
I am not talking about the Spanish who have nothing to do with me. I am talking about the Wayward Home for Colored Women.
What about it?
Mr. Hull wants it moved.
Why?
Why? I'm surprised you must ask. It's a blemish on the neighborhood. That's why.
Can you believe it, Charles?
He said that?
Yes. To about 100 reporters.
That home has been there for many years. Why does he suddenly take issue with it?
Mrs. Hull told us that he has investors who will be visiting their home, and they do not want them riding by the Wayward Home.
Investors for what?
His railroad. He's going public. Charles, it's outrageous.
Why doesn't he meet these investors at his office?
I don't know. You'll have to ask him.
He probably wants them to see that fountain in the square.
Well, I doubt that's a factor.
He said he has a plan to propose to the city council. I want to run for city council.
I told you, there isn't an opening until 1900. Oh, God. 1900. Can you imagine? It's going to seem so strange living in a century that does not lead off with the number 18. I'm not sure I like it.
Augusta, please, stay on the subject.
She's right, though. No elections for 2 years. I'm sure he'll try to railroad this through, if you'll pardon the pun.
Which is why I suggested a meeting with Mr. Hull here.
Here, at Prescott House?
Yes.
No.
It's the only way.
It'll end up in a shouting match, and you know it.
We'll all agree not to shout at the beginning of the meeting.
You haven't been to many board meetings, have you, my dear?
But we need to speak to him.
First, he would never agree to come here and meet me in the lion's den. He would want the meeting at his home, and I have seen his home for the last time, I'll tell you that.
Then what do you suggest?
Yes, Charles, what do you suggest?
Don't look at me like that.
I can't help it.
Williams!
Brandy, sir?
Yes.
Well? Do you have any ideas?
I'm thinking.
Yes?
He can make his proposal to the city council. They don't meet for another week, I believe.
2 weeks.
Even better. But once the presentation is made, the city council presents the proposal to the mayor with a recommendation. The mayor has the final say in the matter.
True. That is how we set up the conditions of transfer with the city.
Precisely.
Your brandy, sir.
Thank you, Williams.
So we have to wait 2 weeks and then wait even more time for the mayor to decide? We don't have that kind of time. If it goes through, we won't be able to fight it with a counter-proposal.
Of course we can. We will be at the meeting with the city council and voice our outrage.
Well, you could do that, but it'd be a waste of time.
Why?
Because the issue will be over by then.
How do you know that?
Because I'm going to invite the mayor here.
Here? To Prescott House?
Yes.
It will take you weeks to get an appointment.
He will be here when I request him to be here. No one turns me down. Least of all a politician.
He might. Especially if Hull gets to him first.
With a flourish of a pen, I could fund his bid to the White House. With another flourish, I could influence every major newspaper in the country to endorse him. Hull is a pauper compared to me. The mayor will heed my request.
I've never heard the mayor indicate an interest in Washington.
Well, perhaps he doesn't know it yet.
Do you think she'll be home?
She's supposed to be. They have arrived this morning.
What if Marietta changed her mind and decided to stay?
I don't think so. Why would she do that?
I don't know why. I was just saying I hope she didn't.
Something must have gone wrong with Bert.
Like what? Could be any number of things.
Like what?
I don't know. Any number!
Maybe he left her for another woman.
Albert, please don't speculate like that. It's very improper.
Improper.
And correcting me in public is just as rude.
You mean improper.
Stop!
Oh, no. Look...
Kevin Hull, just what I need to ruin an otherwise nice afternoon.
Oh, I wish we were in Father's motor carriage right now.
Sitting in the driveway pretending to drive?
No, really driving. You know what I meant.
Smile and act interested.
Kevin, please don't sound the horn. It's most embarrassing.
Afternoon, Aurora, Barton, Albert.
Hello.
Hi.
Still driving, I see. I would have thought the novelty would have worn out by now.
It's not a novelty. The motor carriage is most certainly here to stay. Why aren't you driving yours, Barton?
Why should...
We have a lot to talk about, and we decided to walk instead. It's not easy carrying on a conversation with all the racket a motor carriage makes.
Indeed.
I see. Aurora, can I drive you home?
I'm sorry, Kevin. I can't.
Aurora, please, forget your worries about me. Remember, I've turned a new leaf. I'm the same as when you last saw me in the library. And I need to talk to you about my...
I can't today. As Barton says, we have a lot to talk about before we reach home.
A lot to talk about. I gave you something to think about. Do you remember?
Of course I do.
So, have you thought about it?
I must confess, I have not.
Really?
I'm sorry... It's just that things have been so busy. You understand.
Actually, I'm not sure I do.
I do.
So do I.
You told them?
Of course.
She tells us everything.
I don't believe it. Is nothing sacred?
Kevin, I told them nothing.
How can I be sure of that?
I guess you can't. But I told them nothing.
We really need to be on our way.
Yes. Nice talking to you, Kevin.
What? Aurora?
Drive on. Oh. Yes, Mrs. Jennings, right after I toss this bucket of dishwater.
Hey, be careful.
Oh, I'm sorry, Robert, I didn't see you there.
It's all right.
Are you very wet?
Not as bad as it could have been.
I didn't know. What are you doing out here anyway?
Just came out to get some air and to have a cigarette.
You're angry at me.
It's just water.
That's not what I meant. Robert, I'm not... Well, you see, I tried to...
Lucille, who are you talking to?
No one, Miss Logan. I was singing to myself.
Inside, and shut the door. There's a chill in the air.
Yes, ma'am.
No one? Is it safe to say that things between you and Kevin are, shall we say, strained?
We're not seeing eye to eye, if that's what you mean.
That's putting it mildly.
I can certainly understand that. Kevin makes it very difficult to like him.
A side of him is like that. But the other side is different. He's charming and gracious.
So was Dr. Jekyll.
Who?
Dr. Jekyll. He was a nice man. Everyone liked him. But then in his dark persona, he was called Mr. Hyde. He was violent and sinister.
Does he live in Boston?
No, Albert. It's a book.
Oh, that's good.
Look! On the swing!
Marietta!
Oh, it's so good to see you.
I've missed you so much. All of you. Albert!
It's good to see you, Marietta.
Is Bert with you?
No.
What happened?
It's over.
Oh, no.
Although I'm not sure it ever actually began.
What do you mean?
I was made a fool of.
Marietta.
You were right, Barton. We never should have gone into that tavern after the show. Actors are never who they appear to be, on or off the stage.
Did he hurt you?
Only emotionally. But I will recover. That's what Prescott's do!
Oh, God. Marietta.
How could he do that to her? He is no gentleman.
What did he do to her?
I don't know, but I know what we have to do.
What?
Go to Philadelphia and teach him a lesson, a good lesson.
He took on 3 dock workers at the tavern the night they attacked me. He laid them out cold and flat, and those men were much bigger than you and I put together.
Well, he can't just get away with it. Whatever it is he did.
He won't. I'm sure Father will not allow this to go unanswered for.
She has no business being in Miss Marietta's room.
She was cleaning the hearth once we realized that Miss Marietta would be returning. Is that so bad?
One of the housemaids was walking by and saw the comforter on the floor.
I hope she picked it up.
Her hands were full. She returned several minutes later and saw Miss Aurora in the room and Lucille remaking the bed.
Good, so it got done.
This is not the time to be flippant.
I am failing to see the cause of your distress. You were not even here last night.
I know it. That is the problem. When you or I are not here, all the discipline evaporates into thin air.
Did you see her rip the comforter from the bed?
How could I? I was leaving Philadelphia.
Then you have no case, Miss Logan.
Robert most likely put her up to it. The bed was disheveled, Williams.
And now it is not. Done.
Robert and Lucille appear to have graduated from the cozy confines of the linen closet to the mahogany opulence of Miss Marietta's bedroom.
Miss Logan, I will not stand for any more of that kind of talk.
Because you know it to be true.
Because I know it to be nothing but speculation from a woman who needs to pay better attention to her job and not chasing after the goings-on of a footman and a scullery maid. That will be all, Miss Logan.
When did you lose your backbone, Mr. Williams?
When did you find your mean streak, Miss Logan?
Yes, sir?
Mr. Beale to see Mr. Prescott.
Yes, sir. Is he expecting you, sir?
Yes.
This way, sir. This way, please.
Tom.
Sir?
Look at this place. God almighty. This is a house?
This way, sir.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
Wait here, if you would.
Yeah. God almighty, look at this place. The Prescotts.
Mr. Prescott will see you now, sir.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mr. Beale, sir.
Thank you, Robert. Take a seat, Mr. Beale. Might I offer you a drink?
Scotch?
Of course. Robert?
Yes, sir.
Have a seat.
Huh?
Please, sit down.
Oh, right. Sorry, it's just that... You know, I think my entire house would fit inside this room. Sorry, Mr. Prescott. It's just that I've known you a few years now, but I ain't never seen your house before. Oh, from the inside, that is.
Your drink, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Prescott?
Thank you, Robert. That'll be all.
Yes, sir.
Down to business.
Yes, sir.
Beale, you've done some important investigative work for me in the past.
I might say that feller you had who was cooking your books was one of my top captures.
Yes.
And the secretary who was bribing your foreman, that took a little time.
Time is not the issue. The end result is.
What can I do for you this time, Mr. Prescott?
I want you to find an actor for me.
Shouldn't be too hard. They're all on the stage.
Not any actor. I'm looking for one named Bert Colton. At least, I think that's his real name.
Actors do change their names some.
He was last seen in Philadelphia. He should be with a play called The Chorus Lady. However, there's a possibility that he may have left that shell for another out west or south. I don't know.
Shouldn't be too difficult. And when I find him?
I want to know how long he is planning on staying wherever it is he's at. If the show is moving, I want to know the next two towns and the show dates.
Is, this guy in trouble?
Yes.
Serious trouble?
Yes.
Just leave everything to me, Mr. Prescott. I'll find him.
You'll find $2,000 in this envelope.
$2,000?
Well, you'll need to travel. If you require more, wire me at my office.
Need more? This is all I would make in a lifetime as a private investigator. This is a lot of money.
Well, I want the man found fast.
Yes, sir, Mr. Prescott.
And Beale.
Yeah?
Fast.
I'm off to Philadelphia on tonight's train.
Everything is all proper and where it should be, Mrs. Prescott.
You kept the blouses out to be laundered?
Yes, Mrs. Prescott. I'll see they're done this evening.
They never travel well. Another storm. Hard to imagine that in only a few weeks it will be snow, not rain, that comes in from the sea.
The almanac predicts a harsh winter.
Does it?
Yes, Mum.
Put these in my wall safe, Logan. It's open.
Yes, Mum.
Is the almanac usually correct, Logan?
I believe it is, Mum. Farmers depend upon it.
I suppose. Thunder and rain now. Snow on the way as November looms near. Not much to look forward to, is there?
Mum? But what of Andrew? He's returning home.
And I can't wait to see him. However, Mother Prescott's reception to the Burden family is something I am, quite frankly, terrified of.
She doesn't care for the English, does she?
That is putting it lightly. Oh, I can't imagine.
Perhaps when she's face to face with him, she will hide her emotions.
Do you really think so?
No, Mum.
You had me worried a moment. After all these years, you must know my mother-in-law as much as I do.
She can be harsh at times, but a heart of gold, especially towards the children.
Heart of gold? Gold is a solid piece of rock. Yes, I couldn't agree with you more.
Yes, Mum.
I was joking with you, Logan. Don't be so serious.
Oh, that's good to know, Mum.
Actually, Mother Prescott and I have become united. The Hulls are trying to get the wayward home for aged colored women moved from Beacon Hill.
What?
After all the time, it has stood there. Utterly ridiculous.
But it was Mrs. Prescott who practically built the home.
I know. I wonder if Mr. Hull is doing this just to upset us. Rattle us.
I wouldn't know, Mum. What is to be done about it?
Charles is going to meet with the mayor. Soon, I hope. I don't understand it. It's a nice building. They are nice ladies, and so elderly. How he can be so selfish and mean-spirited.
I'm sure I don't know.
I do. Because he is a Southern sympathizer. His side lost the war, and this is a way of getting a little of his own back.
But he must have given a reason he wants it moved.
It is a blemish on the community, according to them. Them being he and his wife.
Oh, dear.
The only thing that's a blemish on the community are the curtains she has hanging in her living room. They would do their neighborhood a better service to stop trying to move the wayward home and start looking for an interior decorator.
Her curtains are old?
If I didn't know better, I would swear on a Bible that they unwound an Egyptian mummy from the 12th dynasty and strung the wrappings on a curtain rod.
Come in.
The glass of water you asked for, sir.
Thank you.
Sir.
Please stop calling me sir.
I have to, sir. It's protocol.
Do I look like I give a damn about protocol?
I wouldn't know, sir. I wouldn't know. Master Prescott. Master Prescott?
Hmm? Oh. I'm sorry. Every time I look out this window, I see the city in the distance. I feel so far away. And I don't even know what that means.
Sir, you haven't seemed quite yourself lately.
No?
It's not my place, but while Mr. Prescott talks to Mr. Williams about things, and Mrs. Prescott talks to Miss Logan, what I'm saying is, if you need someone to talk to, you can talk to me.
I talked to Albert.
Yes. He is not here at midnight, sir. Barton.
No. He isn't.
I'm so glad you're home, Marietta.
How are things with you and Kevin?
He asked you to marry him. What have you decided?
Every time I see him, I hope that I see him as we first met. But in only a moment, I see someone else. He treats his servants as if they were mindless children. He talks down to them. He thinks he's better than them. I can't seem to be able to get beyond that. And then, when I'm not with him, I hope that he will be changed, more understanding, the next time we meet.
And then he isn't.
Right. Part of me is in love with him, and the other part of me despises him. I don't know which part is stronger than the other.
It sounds like the Kevin you are in love with is just an act, and the Kevin who thinks himself superior is the real personality.
You think his personality when he is with me is just an act?
Yes. And I know something about actors, Aurora.
Charles Prescott.
Yes, sir.
Damn rain.
May I take your hat and coat, sir?
Yes, let them dry out.
Mr. Prescott is awaiting you in the study, sir.
Lead on, Macduff.
The mayor to see you, sir.
Mr. Mayor, how nice to see you. Please, come in. That'll be all, Williams. Bourbon?
Yes. Get the dampness out of my bones. What the hell is this all about? What is so damned urgent that you had to see me at midnight? You could have come to my office and...
I don't make appointments to go see people, Mr. Mayor. People come to me.
What is it?
I have a little issue I'd like to discuss with you. Have a seat.
Midnight?
It's the best time of the day. The world is asleep and deals can be made without prying ears.
I don't make deals at midnight. I'm the mayor.
You're not making the deal. I am. And I know you're the mayor. I spent a lot of money to see that it happened.
It was all legal. You contributed to my campaign.
I contributed a lot to your campaign.
I know. Which means doing you a favor will be seen as payback.
Calm yourself. Here.
Thank you.
Cheers. It won't be seen as a payback. And even if it did, what would it matter? You won't be doing anything shady. You'll be performing a public service. And in this case, I think the majority of the public will be on your side.
And what about the minority?
Oh, the hell with them. Besides, you've been around long enough to know you can't please everyone.
What is this issue you would like to discuss, Mr. Prescott? And will we be discussing, or will you be ordering?
I cannot order you to do anything. I can merely suggest.
All right.
There's a proposal headed toward City Council to have the Wayward Home for Aged Colored Women moved from its location on Beacon Hill.
Yes, Gilbert Hall.
You're familiar with it?
I've read it.
It hasn't gone to the council yet. How could you have read it? Gilbert Hall has already spoken to you about this.
I helped him draft the proposal, Mr. Prescott.
Oh, now that's a surprise.
I happen to agree with him. Beacon Hill has become the epitome of society in Boston. Not only Boston, but the entire eastern coast. It does not do Beacon Hill justice, in that light, to have former slaves living on Revere Street.
And what are you getting out of this? You who are so concerned about deals and midnight and paybacks.
I am not getting anything.
Perhaps not at the moment. Once Hull's Railroad goes public, I would not be surprised to see your name on the shareholders list. How many stocks did he offer you?
Enough to move the Wayward House.
So, you're a man who can be bought. What's your price?
I've already made a decision to support Mr. Hull in this matter.
Yes, but that's not going to happen.
What?
You see, you're going to change your mind. You just need to tell me how much it's going to cost to do that.
I've already given my word to Mr. Hull.
Your word means absolutely nothing. You have already betrayed the people of Boston, to whom you have sworn an oath upon assuming the office of mayor. 10,000.
Impossible.
Well, I'm not going to keep climbing up the numerical ladder while you calculate your alleged shares you have yet to receive against cash offers. So let's just cut to the end, shall we? 100,000.
What?
$100,000, Mr. Mayor. All you have to do is tell Hull to go to hell this morning, and the total amount will be transferred to your private account this afternoon.
100.
Take it or leave it.
But if the newspapers were to discover...
Even if the newspapers were to discover this, they would not report it, any more than they're not going to report that little rally he held in front of the home.
You can fix that. All right, then. 100,000, and Hull's deal is shelved. permanently.
The money will be in your account this afternoon. Now go home and go to bed. You have to get up bright and early to run this magnificent city.
Mr. Prescott, how can you be so sure that we're safe? What if the newspapers do find out, somehow?
Mr. Mayor, I own all three Boston newspapers.
What? But I know the owners.
I own controlling interests in all three, under an assumed name, of course. Would hate to make it look like a monopoly. You see, when you go home tonight and your brain gets to thinking that you might use this information to gain more financial favor from me, rest assured it will take a very long time to prove it, during which time the papers would expose your shares deal with Mr. Hull, and since the amount going to your account today will be totally untraceable, there'll be no way to link it to me. And you must know that it would be quite dangerous to even try. Now, you have 100,000, and for that, go home, be happy, and forget Gilbert Hull's proposal, and that this evening's meeting ever existed.
Lucille! Lucille!
What is that yelling? Mrs. Jennings, why are you standing there with the door open and the rain pouring in? You'll catch your death.
Lucille!
What about Lucille?
She ran out into the storm.
What? Why?
I don't know why. I was cleaning the top of the stove and put wood in to keep it warm overnight, and she ran by me like a girl who lost her mind, flung open the door and ran outside. Your little talk to her earlier may have helped.
Which way did she run off to? Did you see?
No, I did not.
I'll go find Mr. Williams.
There you are. Why are you still here in the study?
The bourbon was too good to leave all alone in an empty room.
Don't be silly. It's after 1 a.m.
Yes, yes.
I had a thought.
Oh?
Gilbert Hull. The mayor's term is up next year. I would not be surprised to hear that Gilbert Hull will be seeking office. The big show today at the Wayward Home may have been nothing but grandstanding.
I'm not sure. You might be correct, but I'm not sure. Besides, it's irrelevant. The home is not moving, and neither are the ladies who live there.
What? How do you know?
I know. It won't happen. But Gilbert Hull has gone too far this time. I will bring him down once and for all. What he tried to do with the Wayward Home is an attack not only on the ladies who live there, but it was an attack on the right to freedom, and the suppression of which we fought against in the late war.
You're sure the home is safe?
Quite safe, and Hull has crossed my bow for the last time.
Has she returned?
No, Mr. Williams.
What are you doing?
Just what it looks like. I'm getting my coat.
You're going out there?
Yes.
You'll catch your death.
So could Lucille.
She's just a scullery maid, Mr. Williams. Control your emotions.
Get out of my way, Miss Logan.
Lucille! Lucille, where are you?
I should go now. They'll be wondering where I am.
We've been sitting in here for 20 minutes. Not saying anything. Not doing anything. Just like the rest of my life.
Sometimes you don't have to say anything. Just being with someone who knows how you feel is enough.
Do you know how I feel?
I think I might.
How?
I can't say, Barton. If I'm wrong...
A couple of months ago, I met someone.
Yes?
I met someone who said... My eyes don't turn towards the ladies. Do yours?
Yes, they do.
I see.
But there are exceptions.
Lucille! There you are! Lucille, do you know how dangerous this is? You're under a tree in a lightning storm!
I don't care, Mr. Williams. I've been waiting. I've been waiting for it to happen.
Don't be ridiculous. Come here.
No, leave me alone. Please.
Here. You're coming with me. Even if I have to carry you.
No. Put me down. Please. I...
Lucille. Lucille. Lucille, wake up. Are you all right? Lucille.
You've been listening to Beacon Hill, starring Jerry Robbins as Charles Prescott, Shayna Dirick as Jocelyn Prescott, James Talick as Williams, Cynthia Pape as Augusta, Nolan Murphy as Barton, Natalie Vatcher as Aurora, Emily Elizabeth as Marietta, Diane Capon as Miss Logan, Barbara Dempsey West as Mrs. Jennings, Rebecca Klein as Lucille, and Isaac Bean as Robert. Featured were Mary Helen Turner as Mrs. Hull, Keith Turner as Gilbert Hull, Jim Murphy as the Mayor, J.T. Turner as Mr. Beale, Joe Caliendo Jr. as Kevin Hull. Also heard was Fred Robbins as the reporter and the driver. Tonight's programme was written and directed by Jerry Robbins and produced by M.J. Cogburn. Executive producer was Mark van der Berg, with music by Austin Davey and orchestrations by Jeffrey Gage. For the Colonial Radio Theatre on the Air, this is David Alt speaking. Last time on Beacon Hill.
What is the meaning of this?
Quite simply put, this home is a blemish on our community, and it needs to be removed from Beacon Hill.
Mrs. Hull told us that he has investors who will be visiting their home, and they do not want them riding by the wayward home.
Investors for what?
His railroad. He's going public.
What can I do for you this time, Mr. Prescott?
I want you to find an actor for me.
Shouldn't be too hard. They're all on the stage.
Not any actor. I'm looking for one named Bert Colton.
A couple of months ago, I met someone.
Yes?
I met someone who said, "My eyes don't turn towards the ladies." Do yours?
Yes, they do.
I see.
But there are exceptions.
$100,000, Mr. Mayor. All you have to do is tell Hull to go to hell this morning, and the total amount will be transferred to your private account this afternoon.
100.
Take it or leave it.
Lucille, do you know how dangerous this is? You're under a tree in a lightning storm.
I don't care, Mr. Williams. I've been waiting for it to happen.
You're coming with me, even if I have to carry you.
No, put me down, please.
Lucille! Lucille! Lucille, wake up! Are you all right? Lucille!
Jerry Robbins, Shayna Dirick, James Talick, and Cynthia Pape. Featuring Nolan Murphy, Natalie Vatcher, Emily Elizabeth. With Diane Capon, Barbara Dempsey West, Rebecca Klein, Colin Budzina, Isaac Bean. Beacon Hill. Episode 12.
Here, lay her on the bed. Poor thing, she's drenched. I'm going to get her out of these wet clothes and into something dry. Mr. Williams, you best wait in the kitchen. I'll call you when you can come in.
You think she's all right?
She's unconscious. That is not a good sign of being all right, Mr. Williams. Now, please, leave us be a moment.
Mr. Williams?
Robert, I didn't hear you.
Is everything all right?
It's Lucille.
What about her?
I don't know. She was out in the storm, on the swing, hoping to get struck by lightning.
What?
She was talking in a daze.
almost like a different person. I've never seen her like that.
Mr. Williams!
I'm coming with you.
I got her out of those wet things, but she never woke up.
Sleeping?
If she were sleeping, I would think she would have woke up.
We should send for the doctor.
At this hour of the night?
It's an emergency. What does the time matter?
How do you know it's an emergency?
Ma'am!
Mrs. Prescott, I thought you'd retired for the evening. Is everything all right?
Upstairs, yes. Down here, I'm not so sure. What happened?
She was outside in a storm.
Yes, one of the maids told me. Why was she out in the storm?
We don't know, ma'am.
She fainted as I was carrying her inside.
Logan, she is under you. Has anything been amiss?
Yes, Miss Logan. Has anything been amiss?
No, Mrs. Prescott.
Sending for a doctor will take too long. We can bring her to him ourselves, if you think she needs to go.
I would suggest waiting a bit. She is a little warm, but not feverish. I suspect she will be well recovered by morning.
I will sit with her.
You will not have to, Mr. Williams. I shall stay up for her.
I would prefer...
With your permission, Mum?
Yes, of course. Williams, Logan is the logical choice to stay by Lucille's bedside.
As you say.
If there is any change, Logan, and you feel you must get her to the hospital, wake Norman immediately and have him drive you there.
Yes, Mum.
Williams?
Mom?
A word, if you will. You have no idea what she was doing outside in the storm.
She was sitting on the swing, Mom.
Sitting on the... Well, that makes no sense.
Sitting on the swing, humming. And I quite agree. Will that be all, Mom?
Yes. Williams, that will be all.
And why do you find it odd that Williams would want to stay with her?
She's a scullery maid. She is in Logan's charge, not Williams.
Well, he's the one who found her in the storm. Being an old army sergeant, I should say he wanted to see things through.
He appeared to take more of an interest than he should have. That's all I'm saying.
But it's not all you are implying.
Charles Prescott, you have no idea what I was implying.
You're implying that Williams may have taken a fancy to Lucille.
I am not. That is exactly what I was implying.
That's a mighty serious charge, Jocelyn.
It's not a charge.
Well, what is it, then?
Instinct.
If you were to ask me, which, by the way, you haven't, I would say that it is a natural parental instinct kicking in.
He is not a parent.
No, but he is in charge of the entire household staff. He may feel responsible for their well-being, parental, and he went outside in the storm to find her.
I don't know.
He sure as hell couldn't have asked Mrs. Jennings to search for her.
Of course not. It's just something off about it. I've never seen William so concerned.
Well, maybe his close call with the law and spending a night in jail gave him new eyes to see the world with.
You think so?
I honestly don't think anything. I was just coming up with scenarios. Personally, I think you're making much more of this than it deserves.
So, what do you think happened?
I think Lucille is at an age where everything seems out of place and emotions run high. Some little thought got the better of her, and she ran out of the storm.
Why would she run out into a storm?
Dramatic, proving a point, overreaction, anything along those lines.
Our daughters never ran out of the house and into a storm to get away from life.
Well, they never had to. They have 70 rooms and 65,000 square feet of living space to get away from life in. They can be depressed and dry at the same time.
What a night this has been. I'm all discombobulated. I have to get the stove fired up in just a few hours.
Either that or plan a cold breakfast.
I'll get the fire going and make breakfast as usual. It will be just my luck that no one is hungry.
Why are you still awake, Martha?
I can't sleep. There's been too much excitement, and I'm worried about Lucille.
She's still sound asleep. I expect she will sleep through the night.
We'll just have to wait and see what the morning brings.
Martha, I want to ask you something.
Yes?
Have you noticed a change in Mr. Williams?
What sort of change?
Oh, good evening, Mr. Williams, or should I say good morning?
Miss Logan?
Would you like a spot of tea, Mr. Williams? It will warm your insides after being out in the rain like you were.
What sort of change, Miss Logan?
You know exactly what I mean, Mr. Williams.
Miss Logan, I'm recommending that you practice very carefully the art of minding your own business.
Lucille is my business.
I do not care what your business is, Miss Logan. Heed my words.
Is that a threat? Are you threatening me as you did Robert?
I am recommending you mind your own business.
I will not be bullied by you. You will stop speaking to me in that tone or I shall tell the master.
I think not, Logan. I am head of staff. Mind your place.
I am supervisor of household staff.
Mind your place. Don't ever let me catch you talking about me to anyone on staff behind my back again. It will be your undoing. Good evening.
What was all that about?
That, Martha, is about proof.
Proof? Proof about what?
Proof that he is hiding something. Yes, Mr. Williams is hiding something.
Excuse me, Mrs. Prescott.
Yes, Mason.
Mrs. Hull is here to see you.
You don't say. I don't remember having any engagements today.
I understand, ma'am. Shall I...
Show her in. If she has brass fortitude enough to come into the lion's den, the least I can do is make her journey worthwhile.
Ma'am, Mrs. Prescott shall see you now, madam. Mrs. Hull, ma'am.
Mrs. Hull. How delightful. Won't you come in and have a seat?
Thank you.
Let me guess. You're here to talk about the red cardinal that was spotted in Louisburg Square. It's rare we see them in the city. They usually fly around the neighboring towns where the trees are more plentiful.
I'm actually here to talk about the, blackbirds on Beacon Hill.
My, we cut right to the chase, don't we? And I've only just had my morning coffee and brandy.
Liquor? In the morning?
I didn't say liquor. I said brandy. Liquor is the drink of the devil. Brandy is good for the blood flow, which is very important for one my age.
I've never heard that before.
Of course not. I expect you drink mint julep in your home?
No, we do not.
Can I have Mason bring you something?
No, thank you.
The blackbirds?
Hmm?
You mentioned blackbirds. I believe you were using it as a derogatory comment on the wayward home for elderly colored women.
Mrs. Prescott, I am appealing to your sense of history.
How so?
Because of your age, you must understand that what happened in the past has no bearing on what is happening now, in the present, or even in the future.
My dear, I have no idea what you are talking about.
When you built the wayward home, the war had just ended. People's emotions were high. The president had only just been assassinated, and we all wanted to do something. Something to help.
Indeed. Like helping to get supplies past the Union blockades to aid the Southern Army?
That was business. We had no stakes in the war, either way.
Continue.
What I am saying is that the wayward home was symbolic at the time. It was important at the time to show the city we cared. And for you and your late husband to build it, it was a magnificent gesture.
Gesture?
But now, all these many years later, it has run its course. It is no longer needed. What I mean is, we no longer need to show the world our emotions are on our sleeves. It's time to move the home. My husband found a perfect spot in East Boston.
Not South Boston?
The property was less expensive in the East, I can assure you. They will be very happy there.
I see. Is that all?
Yes. That's what I came here to say. And hopefully you can see reason and convince your daughter-in-law to see the light as well. Are you all right? Is something wrong?
I think there is. I'm looking at my sleeve, and I see no emotion. There is no emotion on my sleeve. Perhaps we should call a doctor.
It was a turn of phrase.
So is this. And listen carefully, Mrs. Hull. My husband and I built that home not as a gesture of symbolic sympathy. We built it to house women who lived in the hell of humanity. That hell of being owned by another human. It is outrageous. It is disgusting. It is a crime against the very fabric of human existence. And as long as there are survivors of that horrific time in our history, that home shall stand. And it shall stand on Beacon Hill as a beacon. And God help those who try to move it from its foundation. God help them indeed.
I believe we have nothing more to say to each other.
I believe you are correct.
No need to call your man. I prefer to see myself out.
As you wish.
Mrs. Prescott, you will lose this battle. The home will be removed.
Good day, Mrs. Hull.
Hello, Mother.
Aurora, come in, darling.
What are you reading?
In such risings of fire and risings of sea, the firm earth shaken by the rushes of an angry ocean, which had now no ebb, but was always on the flow, higher and higher, to the terror and wonder of the beholders on the shore. 3 years of tempest were consumed.
Oh, my! That is ominous.
Oh, dear. It's a tale of two cities. I've been working my way through it.
Do you like it?
Yes. Thank God we do not live in France. If you have money, they cut your head off.
They do?
They did. Now, dear, what is it?
I was worried about Lucille.
I understand that she is awake and resting. Logan has given her the day off.
Did she say why she ran out into the storm?
No.
I may have an idea why.
Oh?
One of the maids told me that she got into trouble for making up Marietta's bed while you were away. When Miss Logan found out, she let her have it.
Mrs. Prescott?
Logan! How timely.
Mother.
I had rung for you because I wanted to know if you could see that these curtains are changed. Now that we're moving towards colder weather and darker days, I would like to see them changed.
Yes, Mum.
Logan, can you tell me about Lucille in Marietta's bedroom?
I didn't want to bother you with something like that.
I should like to know. You reprimanded her?
Yes, Mum.
Why?
I'd rather not say, Mum, in front of Miss Aurora.
It's quite all right.
It's not easy to say.
Take your time.
You see, Mum, Lucille and Robert appear to have grown quite close.
Yes?
It is my belief that Lucille and Robert took advantage of Miss Marietta's absence and used the...
Say no more. Oh, dear Lord. In my daughter's bedroom.
I should have discharged them both.
I don't believe it.
But it's not true. Barton and I were in Marietta's room the night before you returned home from Philadelphia. We were missing Marietta and talking about her. Then Barton pulled the comforter off the bed and used it as a cape.
Why?
He was performing Hamlet's soliloquy.
I don't understand, but I'm nodding my head as if I do.
Oh, it was just in fun. He was trying to brighten things up.
And?
He just threw the comforter onto the bed and we left. The next morning, Lucille was cleaning out the hearth, noticed the comforter, and was putting it back in place when the maid saw her.
That appears to have solved the mystery.
Yes, Mum.
I'm curious. Did you inform Williams of this?
I did, Mum.
I'm surprised he didn't override your decision and discharge them.
Quite to the contrary. I don't believe he thinks there was anything wrong with the possibility they were romping in Miss Marietta's bed.
Miss Logan, that is a serious accusation.
He said to me that I had better things to do with my time than to dwell on the activities of a footman and a scullery maid.
Since the incident never happened, it's best we all just forget about it. Please. Don't be so hard on Lucille or Robert for something they did not do.
As you say. If that will be all, Mum, I'll see about the curtains.
Thank you, Logan.
Mum.
Are you going to take the car out for a drive, Master Prescott?
Where were you?
I had the morning off. I went into town to buy something.
Buy what?
A bottle of wine.
Why did you do that? We have hundreds of bottles in the wine cellar.
I know, but I'd rather buy my own. You could have driven me in.
Not with this car. It just sits here. Father hardly ever uses it.
And he won't let you?
Not yet. Get in.
But you're not supposed to...
Don't worry. I don't even have the keys. Just get in.
Amazing. Can you imagine going 20 miles an hour in this?
You like wine?
Yes. I thought Lucille might like some, too. Might make her feel better.
Oh.
She went through a lot.
Haven't we all?
You and me could be the president and vice president of the We Went Through a Lot Club.
It's nothing to laugh at, really. I didn't mean to make light of it, considering we both came close to death.
Maybe I should have got 2 bottles. You need to feel better, too.
I'm all right.
Really?
I'm always all right. Lucille seems like a nice person.
She's a good girl.
You like her?
Yes.
That's good.
About last night.
There's nothing to say. It was just looks and confusing thoughts drifting between us. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
She actually said that to you?
And she went on. She said that when I built the Wayward Home, the war had just ended, people's emotions were in a tizzy, and the president was killed by an actor, and I was just showing off by building the Wayward Home to jump on the Reconstruction bandwagon to look good in the papers.
But the Reconstruction was in the South, not on Beacon Hill.
Indeed. She's not only rude, but she has no sense of geography.
Incredible.
And then she went on to tell me that there is no longer a need to show the world my emotions on my sleeves.
She didn't.
She most certainly did. I never show any emotions in public. And if I ever did, I certainly wouldn't have them stitched on my sleeve. What a sight that would be. I would look like some odd woman in the circus.
Excuse me, Mrs. Prescott.
Yes, Williams.
Mr. Hull here to see you, Mom.
Have they no shame? First they insult me in my own home, and now they follow me here to let me get an earful at Prescott House.
Show him in, Williams.
Mom?
Perhaps you should leave, Augusta.
Nonsense. I want to hear what the blockade-running blackguard has to say for himself.
Maybe he came to apologize for the rudeness of his wife.
Oh, I hardly think so. He probably rehearsed her and wrote her little scenario to recite to me. Oh, when I think of it.
Mr. Hull, Mom.
What?
Hello, Mrs. Prescott.
You're much shorter than when I saw you last.
Shorter?
Augusta, this is Gilbert Hull's son, Kevin.
Ah, I see. Pity you should have your father's flat eyebrows.
Ma'am?
Personally, I prefer it when they are arched. That shows the sign of a smart, funny person, full of life and adventure.
Huh?
But you have flat eyebrows, my boy, which usually signify absolutely nothing.
What? Well, then, that's a good thing, isn't it?
I suppose if one wants to be nothing.
Mother, now. To what do we owe the honor, Kevin?
I was hoping to see Aurora.
Ah.
Where do you stand on the Wayward Home, Mr. Hull?
The what?
Wayward Home. Do you want to see it moved?
I don't even know where it is now.
Revere Street.
Oh, well, I don't know. Should it move?
Your father and mother seem to think so.
Oh, the house with the slaves.
Former slaves.
Right. Might I see Aurora?
He doesn't even have an opinion.
I do.
And what is it?
With all due respect, Mrs. Prescott, it is private.
You may see Aurora. There will be a footman in the hallway. You may ask him to tell her you are here.
Thank you, ma'am. Mrs. Prescott.
He got you on that one.
Indeed he did.
Here we go. I brought you some nice chicken soup to get the damp chill out of your bones.
Breakfast in bed. Don't I feel grand?
You slept through breakfast, dearie. It's 2 in the afternoon.
2? I didn't clean the hearth.
You don't have to. Not today.
But Miss Logan will be upset.
Miss Logan is giving you the day to recover. So make the most of it.
Thank you, Mrs. Jennings.
Be careful now. Don't knock the tray. Lucille, what were you doing out there in the storm?
I don't know.
You were sitting on the swing, humming, lightning flashing across the sky. What were you thinking? What drove you to that?
I don't know, Mrs. Jennings.
Maybe you were sleepwalking.
This isn't about the argument your parents had with my mother and grandmother, I hope.
No. I have something to tell you.
What?
I'm leaving Beacon Hill.
What?
You heard me.
Leaving? What? Is your family moving?
No, I am.
What are you talking about, Kevin?
My father's railroad is expanding. His company is going public.
And?
You are now looking at the new manager of the Hull Railroad office in Portland, Maine.
Manager? But...
Why do you look so puzzled? You don't think I can do the job?
I don't even know what the job requires, but what about school? You graduate in the spring.
I know. My father's arranged for me to take my tests in Maine with a private tutor.
College?
Maybe later. Aurora, I'm going to be manager. I don't need college like some ordinary student out of high school. I'm starting at the top.
Then I guess congratulations are in order.
Come with me.
Kevin, I already told you.
I know, but can't you see? This is the beginning. With Father's Railroad going public, we'll be expanding more than you can imagine. I want you there with me.
In Maine?
Yes, with me.
No, Kevin, I can't.
Why? Give me a good reason.
Because I am going to finish school.
But we'll have a tutor, I told you that.
Kevin, I want to finish high school. It's important to me.
And I'm not.
Don't say it like that.
How else can one say it?
Well, I've been going to school all my life, a lot longer than I've known you. I've worked all my life to be a senior and graduate, and now that I'm within just a few months of accomplishing that, I am not about to give it all away to go to Maine where they have nothing but moose, bears, and log cabins.
Promise me you'll think on it.
Kevin.
Just promise me.